Hi, I'm Nikki from Teaching Autism, and welcome to the Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Are you an autism or special education professional? Are you a teacher or therapist looking for support and new ideas? You may even be a parent, family member, or carer. This podcast is perfect to help you find out more information, support, and get some of your questions answered. Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode on my Teaching Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. I just want to take a few moments before we start today's episode to thank you all for tuning in every week and listening to my episodes. And for those of you who are leaving reviews, thank you so much. It means the world to me to hear from you all. I wanted to share a piece of feedback that I recently got from Kim at Little Miss Kim's Class on iTunes. She says, I'm loving this podcast. I follow Nikki on Instagram and just discovered her podcast. I've been binge listening as I get ready and set up my classroom. Even as someone who has worked with children for disabilities for 10 plus years, it's super helpful. And I love their short and sweet episodes. Thank you so much, Kim. I really appreciate your feedback and I'm so glad you're finding these episodes so helpful. If you have a spare minute once this episode has finished today, please consider leaving me a review on iTunes. It means the world to me. I love hearing from you all and it helps others to find this podcast easier too. Anyway, back to today's episode. And this is one that's probably going to be close to all our hearts. And it's about bullying. I think everyone in the whole world has had some sort of experience with bullying. Whether it was you being bullied yourself or knowing a friend or family member who's gone through bullying. And honestly, it's one of the worst things to go through at any age, not just as a child in school. I wanted to use this as a reminder that bullying can happen at any age and anywhere. It does not just refer to children in schools. It's anyone around the world in any situation, and bullying is just awful. And that is why I wanted to use this platform to reiterate bullying. And today I'll be talking all about bullying and autism. Many individuals with autism will often find themselves targeted by bullies, and bullying is very serious. It's not just simple name calling in the playground and then everyone goes home and forgets about it. Bullying can affect people in different ways. It can cause feelings of depression and anxiety. It can cause serious damage to someone's self-esteem, and it can affect them in the future and later life as well. And as we know, in this day and age, with access to all sorts of news stations, we see all too often the severe consequences bullying can have, and it can really push people to the extreme. And if you are listening to this right now and you're being bullied or you've been bullied in the past, it was not your fault. You are wonderful and you bring so much light and happiness to this world and to your friends and family, and they love you more than you will ever know. So first, I want to talk about what bullying is. Bullying is something that hurts someone else, either on the inside or the outside, intentionally. And this could be from being physically hurt, like being hit or kicked, or it can be inside pain, emotional pain, like being called different names, and being teased. Bullying is not done accidentally. It's done on purpose. So, for example, if a group of you are playing football together on the field and someone accidentally trips over or two students collide and someone ends up getting hurt, this is not bullying. It's most likely an accident. They haven't meant to cause harm or upset anyone else. But if someone is deliberately calling someone else names, teasing them, excluding them, physically hurting them, this is bullying. And nobody has the right to bully or harm anyone else. Unfortunately, if you ignore bullying, it doesn't usually go away by itself. And it can be really difficult for someone who's being bullied to take that first step to get help. Before we move on to how we can help people who are being bullied, I want to discuss how bullying can make someone feel. I think it's really important that we're all aware of how bullying can make people feel, and this can actually enable us to be more helpful to our individuals who are being bullied that we're trying to help. So I spent some time chatting to autistic children and adults about this, and I asked them their thoughts on how they felt when they were being bullied. And some of those feelings were feeling sick, having stomach problems, diarrhea, not wanting to go to school, not wanting to leave the house, always crying and being upset, feeling scared, worried, stupid, alone, dumb, ugly, and sad. And I think this list pretty much sums up how harmful bullying is, because it's not healthy or good to be feeling like any of that. And it really upset me when I was talking to so many wonderful individuals and I heard how they felt when they went through bullying. But I know in order to get this message across, I had to speak to people who had been through this themselves. Now, I want to share some tips for what you can do to help someone who's being bullied. And if you're listening to this and you're being bullied, you can do these things to help the situation get better too. The hardest step is always the first one, but talking to someone else is so helpful. As teachers, always try and ensure you're spending time building relationships with your students, and not just students in your classroom. You can build a relationship with a student in another class, and you may just become their safe space, and they'll open up to you rather than the classroom teacher. So I know it's hard, and we're all short of time, and we're trying to do all the things, but just being friendly to students across your school, greeting them and having polite chats, showing an interest in them, can make them feel more comfortable and like they have someone to talk to. As a family member, try and be supportive. Don't dismiss claims of bullying, and please don't dismiss it with things like just stand up to them, just ignore them, if anyone touches you, you hit them back. All these things aren't helping the root of the problem. When you have a weed problem in your garden, do you throw soil and stones at it? Or do you dig it up, get to the root of the problem and sort it out? Probably the latter. Listen to your child. Talk to them. Tell them that you're there for them. If they're not ready to talk yet, just tell them you're ready whenever they are. Be supportive and don't push them. Another idea that was mentioned to me that was helpful to a few individuals who I spoke to about bullying said that their schools actually had a bully box. So you don't need to call it a bully box, you can call it a chat box. Encourage students to write down what's happening to them and post it in here. Sometimes it's easier for our students to write things down rather than go and tell someone face to face. I think it's also important to have bullying leaflets on hand around the school. That way, if a child is being bullied, there's a lot of opportunities around for them to be able to get help. And one of the most common times for bullying to take place throughout the school day is during break times and lunch times. Please ensure that as a school and staff body, you are aware of where there are any areas with limited staff supervision. Ensure there's plenty of staff around and that you can clearly observe all students so that you will notice if anything is happening. A great idea if you have staff available is to offer a safe space for break times. Have a classroom or area in the school where students can go to spend their breaks. This gives them a safe space and you can keep an eye to ensure that they're okay as well. Another program that is working really well in schools all around the world right now is the Buddy program. This can be difficult for some of our students, but some students respond really well to having a buddy. The buddy acts as a friend and support system for them, especially if they don't have a close group of friends or anything. This buddy can be that support system and a friend for them to help get through it. However, although bullying is common in school, there's also times when bullying takes place outside of school. School can be the safe space, and then as soon as you leave the school gates at the end of the day, that's when the bullying can happen for some of our children. This could be walking between school and home and passing students from another school. Especially if these students know you're going to be walking home alone and there's no one around to be with you. If this happens regularly and you as a parent or caregiver are unable to help your child walk to or from school, look at things you can set up to help them. Can a family member help them? What about going to a local childminder? Are there any events on at local libraries or youth clubs that your child can go to straight from school? What about signing them up to an after school club? All these things will help keep your child safe and avoid them being out on their own. Like I mentioned earlier, for a lot of this episode's research, I spoke to a lot of individuals who were on the autistic spectrum on social media to find out about their personal experiences. And a lot of them said that one of the reasons they struggled the most was because they just didn't know how to make friends. And some even said they didn't understand the need for friends at first, and it was just difficult for them. This stuck in my mind and made me think about ways that we can help our students and children understand about friends. Why do we need friends? How do we make them? I think it's really important in schools to factor in time to help our students work on their social and life skills. And making friends is a very important skill to work on in both of these. Take these lessons for opportunities to work on friendships with your students. What makes a good friend? How do you introduce yourself and greet people who you don't know yet? Can you set up a lunchtime club to encourage making friendships with your students? What can they talk about? How to hold a conversation? All of these skills would be so beneficial for your students, and you can do these during lessons or at lunchtime clubs as well. Having these skills will be so beneficial. Now, another problem in this day and age is that bullying can take place online. And online can be an exciting and scary place for our children and students. Cyberbullying is more common now than ever, and that's because we have much easier access to it through phones, tablets, social media, and even gaming consoles. This is when I think it's really important to spend time talking about cyberbullying both at home and in school. At home, when you give your child an electronic, be sure to go over some ground rules with them. No messaging strangers. If someone's being mean to them, they have to come and tell you. If someone sends them unwanted messages, they have to come and tell you. Having open and consistent rules from the start will make it easier for your children to tell you what's going on. In school, it can also be common for a teacher to be displaying bullying behaviours towards students. And this can be really hard as a teacher to go and tell someone about another teacher. If you notice that a teacher is continuously singling out a student for criticism or is using inappropriate language, report it. You have a duty of care to your students, and it's not stitching or telling tales. You went into this job because you want to help students and you care for them and their well-being. You are someone in a place of trust. And if you see someone who is abusing that trust, I know it's so hard, especially for a close co-worker, but we cannot allow bullying, and it does happen. It's also important to think of the bully as well. Sometimes people bully others when they don't feel good about themselves, or if something's going on in their life, they may be being bullied by someone else, or they may just be doing it as a way of getting respect and earning friends. When we see the bully, we may find it hard to connect with them because we want to help the person who's being bullied. But I think it's so important in our schools to have a system in place to be able to work with the bully as well. Why are they doing it? Do they know that they're doing it? How much harm are they causing? How can we help them? Because we want to help them stop bullying others and be a good friend. Remind them that admitting you're being a bully takes a lot of courage and you are going to help them. Autistic individuals can be more at risk of being bullied because of the ways they communicate and interact with others around them. And their peers will notice these differences even more when we all start to grow. Many of our autistic individuals find it difficult to read facial expressions, body language, and social cues. And one of the hardest things is that many of our students and children can't tell if someone's being friendly or if they're trying to hurt them. And they can often misunderstand other people's intentions, meaning they could be befriending someone who's actually bullying them every day. And as we know, many of our students and children prefer to play alone. They're not necessarily surrounded by friends and groups, and this, unfortunately, then makes them an easy target for a bully, especially if they are seen to be doing things like hand flapping, which other children will use as a point for teasing. However, I'm not just going to be on the defensive here. Our students and children are very likely to be at a higher risk of being bullied, but that doesn't mean they won't bully others as well. If a game doesn't go their way, they may try and take control of the game or different situations. They may be frustrated and get angry when they feel left out. They may try and make others be their friend. And again, this can be down to a lot of things like misunderstanding social cues and knowing boundaries. So it's really important that we work on both sides of this with our students and children too. As a parent, I know there's nothing more heartbreaking than finding out your child is being bullied. But how do you know if they're being bullied if they haven't told you? What are some signs you can look out for? Well, I'm going to share a few with you. Do they come home incredibly dirty? Are they missing things like clothes, bags, or books? Or are they damaged? Do they have any marks on them, like bruises or scratches? If you can't see them, you may notice that they look to be in pain or they hide in certain areas of their body from you, perhaps to avoid injuries. Asking for more money. Have you given them their week's dinner money on Monday and then by Tuesday they're asking for more? You may be putting it down to them losing it or not being good with money. But it could be something more sinister going on. Are they late arriving at school or home? This could be because they're taking a longer route or they're trying to avoid people. Are they reluctant to go to school? Do they display challenging behaviours when school is mentioned? Or are they saying that they feel sick a lot in the hopes of staying home from school? Has their mood changed? Do you notice that they seem to be stressed or unhappy? Or are they more challenging and aggressive when they get home? Has their schoolwork started to slide? Do you notice an increase or change in their repetitive behaviours? Are they having restless nights and struggling to sleep? Do they appear to be a lot more anxious? Are they bullying their siblings at home? They may be mimicking what is happening to them and taking it out on siblings because they don't necessarily realise what they're doing is wrong. But what if it's the opposite and your child is the bully? Well, this is difficult. First, you need to figure out why. Is it because they just generally don't understand what they're doing or how to behave in social situations? Are they trying to get attention or fit in? Are they being bullied themselves elsewhere? Then try and work with them. You can involve the school here and any therapists that are involved with your child. Work on their social skills and teach them all about how to be a good friend and display positive behaviours to others around them. Try not to get angry or upset with them. Listen to them and give them all of your attention. Agree for a way to move forward and how you're going to work with them to help them. In schools, we are so lucky to be in a position where we can teach about important subjects to a whole audience and really make a difference. I always encourage teachers to talk and teach about autism. By raising awareness and understanding of autism, this helps to increase knowledge of autism all around the world, and this has a knock-on effect. The more people understand, the less different or odd our students can seem because they know why they're doing these things and they understand better. I think it works really well when schools work with a whole school approach for bullying, and this includes having anti-bullying lessons as part of the curriculum as well. This helps all students become more aware of bullying and they can identify as well if they see it happening to other students. This also helps teachers understand about the importance of bullying and the effect it can have on students. In the show notes for today's episode, I'm going to be linking some great resources and websites for you to find out more about bullying and autism that you can use either in school or at home. And if you have any tips that you can share to help on this really important subject, please head over and leave a comment. I hope you found this episode helpful in finding out more about bullying and autism and ways that we can help to identify this. If you are worried about your child or students being bullied, or if you yourself are being bullied, please find someone who you feel comfortable and confident with to talk to them about. And remember to find local charities and services because these are available with easy access to help you through this. Thank you for listening and I'll speak to you again soon.